I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some more help is on the way for child care providers in Pennsylvania. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has the story.
Pennsylvania Department of Human Services Secretary Teresa Miller says no one knows what tomorrow or next week holds as far as the recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic.
We do know that a healthy, robust child care system will be absolutely critical to weather the economic recovery ahead.
Pennsylvania is directing another $53 million in funding to child care providers. That's on top of $51 million last month, both payments from federal CARES Act funding. Miller says not only will child care centers be dealing with a likely reduction in enrollment, they'll also need more staff and be saddled with additional cleaning and sanitizing responsibilities. Governor Tom Wolf says 65 child care centers have already closed and around 100 more turned down the first round of funding, an indicator they will not reopen.
This funding is really going to help child care providers bridge the gap until their clientele returns, whenever that is.
Wolf says another $116 million in federal funds will go through the General Assembly and be doled out in the coming months. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melward, KYW News.